This podcast is intended for an audience that is blind or print impaired. This is a review of the musical theater piece Guys and Dolls at the Cary Arts Center in Cary. It's written by Chuck Gal and Martha Kuravuri, and it's titled Guys and Dolls at the Cary Arts Center is a classical musical that's still fresh and fun. For all the best reasons, Guys and Dolls ranks right up there among America's best love musicals. The music sparkles, the lyrics and dialogue are quintessentially American, the stories are just complex enough to pull our interest, and the characters are usually people that we can care deeply for. In this show, most of them are streetsters of New York in the 1930s, as captured by the inimitable Damon Runyon, and brought to the stage by librettists Joe Swerling and Abe Burrows, and composer and lyricist Frank Lesser. On opening night of Guys and Dolls last Friday at the Cary Arts Center, Cary Players guest director and choreographer Nancy Gardner-Rich filled the stage with wonderfully energetic, motley assortment of two-bit hustlers, con men, gamblers, thugs, and ladies of evening, as it were, as well as some uniformed street missionaries and soul savers. What they all have in common are wonderful voices and terpsichorean agility. The action flows, the staging is refreshing, and the dances are crisp. The eight-piece orchestra, under the direction of Darylene Hecht, was a treat, not just because it was not canned, but also it raised up very enjoyable music. In case you've forgotten, there are two love stories intertwined, with the need of Nathan Detroit to find a location for his oldest, established, permanent, floating crap game in New York. Sky Masterson and Big Julie are in town looking for some action, and each would be most unpleasantly disappointed if Nathan could not accommodate them. The lives of Nathan and Sky are complicated by their relationships with Miss Adelaide the singer and Sarah the missionary, respectively. Set designer Ian Robson created multiple sets and clever scene changes. He uses the forestage with the curtain down and moves scenes around, ranging through 42nd Street and Broadway, the Hotbox Lounge, an underground hideout, and the Missionary Chapel. We like the rare, real, old coin telephone used in one scene. Rachel McKay's costumes for this large cast served the performers well, as many of them played several parts. But uneven sound while the actors were singing was sometimes distracting. Elizabeth Caseda fills the room and our hearts when she sings Adelaide's Lament, the mournful pain to her sniffles brought on by not being loved. She also does smartly in the role of Adelaide, the fiancé for 14 years of Nathan Detroit. Sky Masterson, the slick gambler just in from Nevada with 50 grand to shoot on the dice, is portrayed by Stan Williams. Williams brings a smooth elegance to the role and works well with Sarah the missionary, played by Lauren Bamford, in their duets. His rendition of Luck Be a Lady with the Craps Shooters hit the mark as an old favorite. Ted Willis does Nathan Detroit with real tough guy swagger and throaty badass voice, but he gives in to Adelaide as meekly as a kitten when she demands. Sarah the missionary, played by Lauren Bamford, displays a marvelous voice with a wide range as well as a fine acting skill. Her duets with Stan Williams, including I'll Know and My Time of Day / I've Never Been in Love Before, are gorgeous, and her solo If I Wore a Bell truly rings. This is a fine cast of distinct characters who apparently had thought carefully about their roles, whether it be gangsters, missionaries, or chorus girls, and in some case several types. This is a great old chestnut, well worth going to see. And Guys and Dolls, once again, is presented by the Cary Players, and it plays at the Cary Arts Center on October 5th through 7th at 7:30 p.m., and on October 8th at 3 p.m. Tickets are $20 in advance, $18 for students and seniors, except $17 per person for groups of 10 or more.